Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 9th. The town of South Bruce Peninsula has been denied its request for appeal in the Sauble Beach boundary case. The town was looking to appeal the 2023 boundary claim decision and also a 2024 order to pay $1.61 million to Saugeen First Nation and over $400,000 to the federal government. The Ontario Court of Appeal denied its request today. The town says in a statement it's disappointed with the outcome. It adds it respects the judicial process and remains committed to acting in the best interests of the community. South Bruce Peninsula adds a thorough review of the decision will be conducted and council will convene to discuss its implications and determine the appropriate next steps in the coming days. The town, a few families of landowners, the Ontario government and the federal government all requested an appeal for varying reasons. The only request granted today was Canada's request for cross-appeal of the trial judge's determination that Canada alone is responsible for the pre-Confederation Crown's liability. Northern Bruce Peninsula will be adopting a policy to allow medical cannabis cultivation facilities in the municipality in the new year. Today, Council approved enacting a bylaw to adopt the policy in January. The cultivation of cannabis is not currently permitted in any land zones in Northern Bruce Peninsula, so they needed a bylaw amendment to allow for the controlled indoor production of medicinal cannabis as a special use. By creating a cannabis cultivation policy, the municipality will be able to regulate lighting, noise, odor, and traffic management around a facility. Kincardine Council held a special meeting to begin discussions about the municipality's ideas for a new strategic plan. The purpose of the strategic planning process is to engage council and staff to revise their goals for the remainder of this term of council. The municipality hired consultants to complete the process. They asked staff and residents what they'd like to see. When asked what they liked most about Kincardine, 74% of residents said the waterfront was their first answer, followed by 42% agreeing outdoor spaces, parks, and trails made the municipality a great place to live. Many want to see improvement to municipal services to households, fire and emergency services, and maintenance of the waterfront and outdoor spaces. Staff's priorities are to invest in municipally owned facilities, along with housing affordability. The federal Liberals' plan to pause the GST during the holiday season could be costly. If provinces with HST ask for compensation, it could cost the federal government $2.7 billion. That's according to a new report from the Parliamentary Budget Officer. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 66 points to 25,625. The Dow Jones is down 240 points. Our dollar is trading at 70.6 U.S. cents, down 0.07 of a cent, and the price of oil is $68.12, up 92 cents a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack have acquired forward Mason Ray from the Niagara Ice Dogs in exchange for the Attack's seventh-round pick in the 2026 OHL Priority Selection. Originally from North Bay, Ray split his first three seasons in the league between the Hamilton-Brantford Bulldogs and then Niagara Ice Dogs. He's son of current head coach Scott Ray. The Attack say he's a 6'4", 185-pound center who will add another big body with a great work ethic to their forward core. The Attack also announced the signing of goaltender Trenton Bennett, a St. Lawrence University commit who has been playing in the CCHL. The Attack were due to make a goaltending addition with their number one Carter George off to Ottawa this week to take part in Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. Owen Sound plays its next game Wednesday at the Bayshore against the Guelph Storm. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens host the Anaheim Ducks. That's one of three games tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs return to action tomorrow against the New Jersey Devils. In the NBA, the Raptors host the New York Knicks tonight, and it's the Dallas Cowboys against the Cincinnati Bengals in the NFL Monday Nighter. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight, a 60% chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle. Fog patches, a light breeze, the temperature rising to 5 degrees by morning. Cloudy Tuesday, some fog patches dissipating and a high around 6 degrees. Right now it's 2 degrees in Tobermory, 0 in Hanover, and it is 2 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.